Dan Basden, Pam Holliker, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, our public art commission is about 1 year old. It hit the pavement running, and so let's start there. Exactly what is your mission?
Well, our goal is to integrate public art into the public realm and really to assist the city in its beautification efforts.
That is a noble goal, and Fort Wayne has a long history and list and viewing of cool public art. So how do you deal with making it all fit and all go together?
Well, that's really one of the reasons that the very first task of the Public Art Commission was to complete a master plan so we could find out what we had, what we're missing, and the most important part is what our community desires to have in the way of public art.
Real quick personal opinion from both of you. Do we have a pretty good, healthy, nice assortment of art going into this whole new era?
I would say absolutely yes. There's been a lot of recognition to the murals going in downtown and across the neighborhoods, and even some of our great sculptures that we have, including the sculpture there at Superior and the roundabout that was placed by George Morrison.
I certainly agree. We had the mastodons and sculpture with purpose, the bike racks, and certainly the murals. But I think with the infusion of even more public art, not only in the downtown, but in the neighborhoods, we're going to have art everywhere. And hopefully we can engage all of the different people in the community, all ages, all cultures, into the public art scene.
Indeed. And how will you commissioners get and keep everyone caught up on these developments?
Well, there's several different ways we're going to reach out. A lot of it's through outreach like we're doing right now, letting people know. But the other thing, too, is these events that we have coming up to get people invited and involved in those.
And our tagline, at least with the master plan, is art for all. And we really mean that. So what we're really trying to do is get people to talk about public art, where they think we should have public art, where we don't have public art and need it. The most important piece is really engaging our entire community, not in only what they want, but we really want to involve the community in the whole public art process.
You know, that makes sense because it's their community, so it's their public art. I do get that. And how do you, the commission, even know or choose or become aware of what to consider?
Well, one of the things in community development, specifically within the planning department, they have already started a GIS map that has the location of much of the public art that we already have, and there will be a database regarding that. We're going to be reaching out to the neighborhoods through the website to ask other individuals, please let us know if there's public art that isn't on this map or to locate public art that might be in your neighborhood. So once we have a good deal of the inventory that we have, public art on public property, then we can see, well, what do we have and what don't we have? And then what does the community need? And that's how we'll fill in all the gaps.
Does it make you look at our artwork differently once you see a grid, if you will, and how they fit the plot of our city?
Well, and I think we start to see a theme emerge in our public art, and it becomes part of a greater collection that we start to assemble through the master planning process.
And you're looking at it that way, and you're going to share it that way. And
absolutely.
So, and going forward, that makes sense. So the Pecha Kucha concept, this is something that you are getting ready to share with the public. How does it work and how do you utilize it? And my goodness, where did you get that name for it?
The Pecha Kucha event. Yeah.
It is a way for artists to tell their stories in very short, succinct ways. So you really get to hear how they're captivated through art. And these will all be local artists, as well as we will have a keynote speaker, Mark Pally from LA, who's done everything from a city planner involved with art to curating public art to doing public art. The whole purpose of this event is to engage and be fun and a casual event. We'll have some light hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. And it's for people to get a real feeling for what public art is and what it can be. This is just really the first step of our real community engagement. And then we'll hopefully be able to share a lot of what we've learned and what we hear from Mark Pally. And we hope to get the community really excited about what we're doing. And I think we will. Everyone that's been to these events say that they're just a blast.
Okay, now all I need to know is, where do we get that snappy name?
Pecha Kucha was actually developed in Tokyo, and it means chit-chat. And it's because generally architects, planners, artists, and others, when they describe things, they take a long time. Basically, everybody has 20 seconds and 20 slides.
Very, very good. Now, attendance-wise, who do you really hope to see at this and future meetings, no matter what form they take?
I go back to our theme for the Public Art Master Plan is called Art for All. It's really important to have all voices in the community, and that's all ages too. We're going to be working with school-age children to seniors to downtown workers to neighborhood residents.
And also people of all abilities. I really want to say that, because we're really looking at, even with the murals, how can we put some sound to them or other senses so people that have special abilities in some areas and not in others can experience public art.
That's brilliant. Good luck on all of that. Now, of the many desirable mediums that we could and would love to see as public art right here in Fort Wayne, maybe we have some of it already, maybe we have yet to see any of it, how are you going to choose which and where and when and why and how?
A lot of this will be decided through the Public Art Master Plan, which is why we want people to be involved in the upcoming events, including the PK event. We'll also have a website where people will be able to take a survey and kind of give us their feedback on what things they'd like to see. That way, we're not necessarily deciding in a closed room somewhere exactly what we think public art should look like, but instead it's inspired and it's driven by the community and their feedback.
With that pure intention and transparency there, is it going to be hard to market yourselves as just wanting that, no more and no less?
I think everybody has an opinion when it comes to art, but we hope that through this process, everybody can appreciate art in a new way, getting out there and explaining what art means. Even if it's not necessarily your favorite type of art, you at least have appreciation for the artist and their work.
This is such an intriguing and inclusive communication tool, though not necessarily the easiest. So I must ask, why choose this way to go forward with this commission?
I think because part of what we want to do with public art is kind of tell our story, or rather the stories. It's really plural of our community. The different cultural stories, the history. And so we want a collection that will represent our community and be able to show it nationally and internationally.
And this is strength in numbers. Is that guaranteed? I mean, versus too many cooks spoil the pot. Once you get a lot of people, can you get too many people?
I don't think you can ever get too many people voicing their thoughts and how to put together this plan.
And I know we've used the word diversity a lot over the decades, but most people that I've talked to have said that when there is a diversity of art, a diversity of culture, that's what's interesting to them. That's where they like to be. That's where they like to visit. So I think that's what we're really looking for.
You're on the right path. Yes, yes. Now, I am kind of curious, can traditionalists and progressives and flat-out avant-garders all be friends? And if that's possible, how do you market it?
I think they can if they don't talk politics. No, just kidding. I think they definitely can. I think it's having a respect for the different types of art and to realize that people like different types of art, like people like different types of sports. And so everybody kind of has their slant or what they have been exposed to, how they've been educated. So I think, again, what makes it interesting is to have all of those different types of art. And I think, you know, people can get together and talk about those things.
And knowing that, you know, this comes from a diversity of voices and a diversity of opinions, too, when it comes to public art, not only respecting the art and the artist and the process that they went through, but understanding that all together, when you bring all the pieces together, it ties into a larger narrative and a larger collection for the city.
Great way to think and great way to do it, of course. And it seems so far so good on the public art horizon. What plans does the commission already have in the works going forward now?
Well, we have an exciting sculpture that will be released at the riverfront. I believe it opens right around the same time as the Promenade Park opening in June. There's also some excitement and interest from our Parks Department on a potential project in the future, as well as we're going to see additional murals taking place in 2019 in downtown. As for other ways of getting people involved, we have several community events that we're planning for the month of May and June.
And also, since we announced that the Public Art Commission was established, and thank you, Mayor, and thank you, City Council, for approving those, we've had people all over contacting us, say, I have this idea, I want to do this, I want to do that, how can you fund this? So I have been almost flabbergasted at just people wanting to be part of this, do things, be part of the process. And one of the things we have obligated ourselves is to start and hopefully finish one public art project during the master planning process, which will end hopefully by the end of this summer.
Then you've got your work cut out for you, but you didn't expect to not.
Right.
Fair enough. That's great. And last question, you two. Community-wide, avid art lover or not, why is Fort Wayne's public art scene so vital to everyone's well-being every day of their lives?
what I see in the vitality of public art is it goes above and beyond just the economic side of what public art can bring, but it really builds the quality of life and the attachment to the community. So when you're living in a neighborhood that's near a great public art piece, you have a sense of pride about what that does mm-hmm. for your community and the ideas it inspires future generations.
I definitely think tourism, but I think the social and cultural aspects are very important. I think people feel good about their community, their neighborhoods, and downtown when they see public art, both from a kind of a national perspective as well as a local perspective. And culturally, I think people like to know about the history of Fort Wayne, and I think through public art, we'll be able to do that.
Dan Baisden is Fort Wayne Public Art Commission Administrator and Pam Holliker, its Vice Chair. Many thanks to both of you for sharing your arts forward story today. Art for all. Carry that gift.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.